I might make a couple of these today. This one's been nagging at me for years, and I touched on it a little while ago. But I listened to Zinnia Jones talk about transgendered issues in atheism. And I listened to Blair last night talk about her transgender issues. And I don't know about Blair. I think I know about Zinnia. I'm not sure. But it seems like they've known for a very long time who they were. I don't know that I've ever found that out. When I was a kid, I was misdiagnosed epileptic first. And this is Global TSC Day, which is what I have. So I don't know what good that does me, but hey, I'll throw that shout out there because I'm pretty certain after this I won't want to do anything on it. But I was on phenobarbital until I was in 8th grade. You can do the math on age. I don't remember all that crap. So what I did, or what happened was, and I talked earlier that I was a bully. That was really in the phenobarbital stage. Sometimes I went along with the crowd, other times I was openly a bully. So, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but that's what it was. And nobody, I don't see, I had a problem. I think a lot of special kids did, especially in the 70s, where people just assume, I don't know why my levels are spiking, I'm sorry. Where people just assumed, well, they're just like that. Yeah, I'm really sorry for the spikes. I don't know what the hell's going on. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can microphone. There we go. Reduce the mic a little bit. Maybe that will help with the spikes. At least I heard it, and it sounds like it's coming in very clear. So this mic is definitely going to be a keeper. If I lose this mic, I'll just replace it with another one. I like it. So, in 8th grade, and I still don't understand why Dr. Ken Swayman thought this was a good idea. My first doctor was Dr. Yango at the Mayo Clinic, and she referred us to Dr. Swayman at the U of M Hospital in Minneapolis. Because at the time, TSC, and this was, I didn't go to, I mean, and I can understand it for a little while. I didn't go to a normal doctor. I went to pediatric in 8th grade. That's understandable. But for the years that I lived here, up until I was 24, I was still going to pediatric because it just didn't, I don't know why. But like now, I do go to the quote unquote Mayo Clinic, but the Mayo Clinic has satellite clinics, and my doctor isn't Swayman, thankfully. It's Kingston Ihashrom, an African American, an honest African American. He was born in Africa, trained over there, came over here to work. So he's an African American, and I'm not getting into that again. But from the moment I was born, I've been on medication, and medication with a lot of bad side effects, depression being the main one. And aside from brief moments where I thought I knew who I was, and they came and went quick, I've just been so in such a haze, depression-wise, drug-wise, self-esteem-wise, that honestly, I can't really call myself anything. And I don't think I ever will. Because I don't think I'll ever be free enough of the drugs to get an honest look at myself. I mean, people can say, well, what I'm listening to is you. You know, this is the person I've listened to. God help you if this is true, for 8 years. I hope nobody's still doing that. They need to be institutionalized if they are. But as Dan from It's All About Me can point out, last week, I am in an area right now where it takes little to tip me over the edge. I'm starting to have anger management issues again, despite how bad I've been burying my emotions and whatnot. So, I don't know. You know, that's. I'm happy for people like Blair and like Zinnia and like probably just about everybody else on Pride 48 who knows what their gender is happy with their gender, and just will take it as it is. I wish I could be off of these goddamn drugs just long enough to know what it feels like to be a person who isn't over-medicated constantly. And I say over-medicated because I've been on the maximum dosage of Xarontin, of phenobarbital, of Dilantin slash phenytoin since I've been born. I have never been off the maximum dosage. And I've heard a lot of newer people, kids, young adults with, you know, people half my age who develop TSC, you know, later in life. I had it coming out the chute. I was epileptic. I was having seizures. And like I said before, part of that is because I had a stroke while my mom was pregnant. So maybe that jostled things around. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not taking medicine for a stroke, and maybe I'd stop drooling like a fucking mutt, but I doubt that'll ever happen. But it just really gets to me that, like I said, I'm very happy for people who know who they are, who've been able to have the freedom to step back, look at their situation, say, this is who I am, and accept it. To a degree, I do. I mean, I'm stuck in this cracker fucking box I wouldn't dare let anybody else into. I work at a job that's becoming increasingly frustrating because I don't have to do it anymore, but I still go. I still have a loyalty to it. And now I'm starting to realize just what kind of people they are. And I don't like it, but I'm also there. I mean, I said I would be there. So, you know, on the one hand, I'm got my goddamn loyalty that I'll never get rid of. And on the other hand, I just, for my own mental health, would love to get out of these areas or nest because I feel ashamed thinking that I could ever bring anybody back to my place. I wouldn't bring anybody here. And shame for Gunther's because I don't know, the lady who's really the worst is pregnant right now. Hopefully after the baby drops, her sanity will return, but I don't have high hopes for that. But there's a couple of people who just really rub me the wrong way there, and they're higher up than I am, of course. The cockroach living under the living under the dishwasher is higher up on the scale than I am. I was proven that too recently. So, yeah, this is just me bitching and whining about being an utter failure, so feel free to just ignore it.